Monday Motivation for March 4th, 2024. Welcome notifications. Thanks for joining me for Monday Motivation. I hope you're encouraged to be a doer of God's Word this week. As Christians, we're supposed to love everyone, but some people don't make it easy. Even when we love those in our various family and social circles, there are some that can be difficult to deal with. We've probably all had the experience of a phone call, email, or message coming in, and when we see the sender, we wince, at least inwardly. Sadly, this can even happen when we hear from God. This is perhaps to be expected, given that it's similar to Adam and Eve's reaction to God's presence in the garden after they had eaten the fruit. This, of course, is not the way we're supposed to respond to God's Spirit speaking to us as His children. Thankfully, we have examples in Scripture of how we should respond and what can happen when we do. Genesis 22 recounts a familiar event. God reveals Himself to Abraham in order to test him. Test here means to prove the quality or character of someone, usually through difficulty or adversity. Abraham's response to God's call is, "Here I am." We can draw from this that Abraham is open and available to God's call. Those who are in a right-standing relationship with God will respond in this way. The sin and shame of the fall led Adam and Eve to hide. Abraham's faith in and love for God allowed him to be accepting and even enthusiastic about God's calling. This doesn't mean the message was easy to bear. As we noted, testing is designed to bring difficulty and adversity. This is how God would prove that His knowledge of Abraham's faith was correct. We know that God initially instructs Abraham to take Isaac and offer him as a burnt offering on a mountaintop that will be revealed as they travel to a particular region. But along the path, Abraham expresses to his servants that both he and Isaac will return from their worship experience. He also tells Isaac that God will provide, or see to, the lamb for the sacrifice. Every indication is that even though God has given this confusing instruction, He will still keep His earlier promise to give Abraham a great host of descendants through Isaac. The writer of Hebrews tells us this is because Abraham believed that the one who caused Isaac to be born could raise him from the dead. In the end, God stays Abraham's hand at the moment before a final blow occurred. Abraham responds to this word from God in the same way, "Here I am." Even when in the midst of God's work, he is ready for new instruction to be given. We might imagine this was a very welcome change. The angel of the Lord tells Abraham, "Now I know that you fear God." Know here includes the idea of personal experience. Abraham had experienced how strong his faith in God was, and God's knowledge of Abraham's faith had become reality as it was fulfilled. As the captive ram takes the place of Isaac on the altar, we can see a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ taking our place on the cross. Remaining open and available to God's instruction is crucial to our walk with Christ. Through it, we will be instructed how we are to move and act. We will see God provide what is needed, and we will be a part of God communicating the gospel to the world around us. So when you see a message coming from God, don't hesitate to answer. Thanks for listening, and I pray God's best for you this week.